to treat the patient?
Well, you're right. It was a long time now, because we had 10,000 Navajo. There were three of us, three doctors. We had 10,000 Navajo to see in our clinic there and take care of. We didn't have time to ride the ambulance back and forth. And so what we'd do is try to get the most urgent medication into the patient. And in my case, in pediatrics, sometimes it was a baby in a bassinet or a little portable bassinet, put it in the back of the station wagon after having given them an IV dose of antibiotic and maybe a little bit of IV fluids if they're dehydrated, because on the reservation, there was not running water. A lot of the Navajos lived in hogans and little lean-tos around with no piped-in plumbing, so they would go get their big 50-gallon drum of water for the week from the trading post. So they didn't waste that water with a lot of hand washing and sanitation, so that we saw a lot of gastroenteritis, diarrhea, vomiting, dehydration. So we'd give the baby an IV dose long enough to get them hydrated up if they had an infection like meningitis or pneumonia, which were quite common. We'd give them a dose of antibiotic, and they would go 75 miles in the station wagon down to the city, the hospital. And in those days, we didn't even have transport nurses to go with them. This baby was given the medicine. And fortunately, my 2 years there, we didn't have any that passed away on the journey. But it certainly is a scary thought to think that we didn't have more sophisticated medical care. No air evacuation or helicopters or any of that. So it was kind of an experience. In fact, another illustration of that was the Navajos had frequent rodeos. And so as the medical doctor for the clinic, we would go to the rodeo and have our station wagon there handy in case we needed to transport somebody to the hospital. And growing up in rural New Mexico, I used to always love going to the rodeos, but not anymore. When I was going to have to take care of whoever got bucked off and stepped on and concussion or whatever to